in the neighborhood, do plan at least a day visit. If you're a travel buff like I am, you can reach it by train and enjoy the scenery of the Alps, Pennonian lowland, or Croatian hilly shades, if you happen to land in Dalmatia first. Bus terminal is always a good choice if you care more for a relaxed drive than the options of rent-a-car or your own vehicle offers. The city is more and more aware of adventure-seeking visitors, and the best start of any adventure is to cycle into the city following the route you designed on your own. Whichever way you choose to come, do try to make it during the day for that first moment when you lay eyes on the city of interesting history, great parks, and delicious pastries and cakes. Number 2. Remember, Croatian currency is kuna. Croatian joined the European Union on July 1, 2013, after a long negotiation and adjustment process. One of the remnants of the old times is the currency, which was introduced in 1994. The word kuna is used in Croatian to denote a lively animal, a marten. In Roman times, the northern Croatian plains, Livonia, was part of the Roman province Pannonia. Its inhabitants paid taxes in highly valued marten skins. Hence, the modern-day government taught that kuna, or marten, would make a good name for a currency in the new democratic republic. To underline the long historical path to independence, different denominations of kuna feature Croatians relevant to national history. The kuna is subdivided into 100 lipa. Unlike kuna, lipa doesn't stand for any animal, but a very fragrant tree that Croatians appreciate for healing features. In many Croatian homes, one will for sure find a stock of dried linden flowers, which will be briskly opened in a case of cough or cold and served hot with honey and lemon. Once you reach Zagreb, make sure you find the place in your wallet for Croatian banknotes and coins, as the euro is not a valid currency for transactions in Croatia. Number 3. Cross the main square. This small European capital has built its modern-day wings around the historical nest, whose center is just behind the main square, named after the 19th-century governor Josip Jelačić. But before you head for the core of Zagreb in the upper town, take some time to breathe in open space, as well as the hustle and bustle of people focused on their errands, going in and out of trams. This is where Croatians of all ages and walks of life make appointments with friends, lovers, business associates. Under the clock is the favorite meeting point, just like under the horse or under the matos. You'll understand right away how the horse and clock are relevant today, but with matos, it's a very different story. Matos is a remnant of bygone days when the bookshop of the same name had its place on one of the corners. The big sign AGM with the picture of the Croatian poet, story writer, and journalist Anton Gustav Matos from the same era as Kafka had been placed above the bookshop. The bookshop and the sign are gone now, but people still like to wait there and enjoy window shopping. Before you leave the square, don't forget to toss a coin in Manduševac's fountain. Number 4. Enjoy the tradition of open-air food markets. One of the best things in Zagreb is the availability of open-air food markets. The fresh produce, vegetables, meat, fish, everything comes from surrounding nearby villages or other parts of Croatia, Slavonia, Dalmatia, Lika. Each market has its own character, so it's worth visiting several of them to get the grasp of where the homemade cheese tastes best, which has the best cherries and tomatoes, or the most tender meat. Many of these open-air markets house small coffee shops with small plastic chairs and tables. They may not look aesthetically very appealing, but they do have their charm. Buy a hot, straight-from-the-oven bun or pastry and enjoy your coffee or tea while people around you buzz and hum, trying to choose their salads, lunch, and dinner for the day. The most famous and easiest to locate is the one behind the main square, the Dolac Market. The city has, however, a number of bellies that are full of bustle and jostle from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. in order to satisfy everyone's need for fresh food. Be sure you bring a lot of change and carry a big bag to fit all of the shopping. Number 5. Stroll around. Walk, shop, have a blast. Zagreb is one of those cities in which walking around does bring you pleasure. If you make it a long stroll, yes, you will get tired, but in a good, almost beautiful way. If you start from the main square and head west, you're in for a treat, or walking along the longest street in the old part of the town.